for a long time. And one of the big impediments, I guess, of doing it was that the legislation which covered those areas didn't really allow for other uses other than rail. Now, that's being changed. The Minister for Infrastructure is Rhian Hitting, who joins me now. G'day, Rhian.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time, as always. I know you've just come out of Parliament, so it's been a busy day, but this is what I'm right in saying, this bill, it's actually about freeing up the land for other uses?
Yeah, look, there's two elements to it. Firstly, the state government's taken a firm policy stance called rail banking, which means that wherever there's a rail corridor that currently, well, that used to have rail on it, we've chosen to actually freeze that for further use should it ever be required for rail. Now, you know, in your area...
Burnington Wynyard?
Yep. But all your listeners, many of your listeners would remember that the rail went on past Burnie all the way to Wiltshire.
Yes, Wiltshire Junction, yeah.
Yeah. So, right now there isn't a case to run rail from there. And in any event, you probably need all new rail and all sorts of work. But the point is, we should never build over. We should never destroy that corridor because you'll never get it back again. And we've got to have the strategic ability to put trains back in case of major industrial development or factories or things we haven't even heard of or thought about yet. Into the future, we need to keep all the rail corridors available for rail. Now, then the question comes, what do we do with them between, from now up until we might need them one day for rail?
There's plenty of ideas.
Yeah, but around the world, where rail banking, where wise governments have banked their rail corridors, as we are, they encourage linear recreation on them. Now, already along the coast, the northern coast of Tasmania, so many councils, particularly Central Coast, is one I can think of, and others in that area who do terrific work with shared walking and bicycle trails. Now, there's no reason, really, in my mind, why you couldn't have a trail all the way from Devonport to Smithton.
Well, it's been spoken about, and I think there was actually money promised in the federal election to do a feasibility study, wasn't there, in the bit between Burnie and Wynyard?
Yep. So there's, I signed off on the Burnie Council and the Warrilow-Wynyard Council making an application to a federal fund, which is still before them, not been decided yet, for development of the rail corridor between Cooey, because currently the Roree is a track up to Cooey, between Cooey and Wynyard. And so I, in fact, delivered, Roger Gench delivered for me letters to each of those mayors to say we would welcome that development on our disused rail. We are banking it anyway, in any event, for the future. Go and make your application. And we did that. We wish them all the best with that. And I think one way or the other, over the next few years, we're going to see a fantastic walking and cycling track all the way along there.
Absolutely. When you think about some of the places that these railways went, I mean, they go through some spectacular countryside, and to open those up to bushwalkers, runners, cyclists, horse riders, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Well, Martin, I think that we're going to see people coming from Melbourne and Sydney with their bikes on bike racks in their cars, and they're going to get off the Spirit of Tasmania. They're going to have a bit of a look around in their cars, and they're going to unload their bikes and ride across the top of Tasmania along some of the most beautiful coastline you've ever imagined. So, this is great for tourism, great for linear recreation. Generally, any recreation is good for a country, good for the citizens, and we're facilitating that with this legislation.
I guess the big difference too between this and mountain biking, and you know, we've been told what a big opportunity that is for us, and we're seeing that happening up in the northeast and potentially in the Mersey area as well. The difference between this and that is that railway lines are predominantly flat, aren't they? So
by nature of railway lines, you can't have any more than a few percent gradient, otherwise the wheels spin. So this is something that you can have. People doing, choosing to ride to work from Wynyard to Burnie. Okay, it sounds like it's a long way, but actually, along the flat, along the coast, it'd be a pretty healthy trip to do. And also, you'll see weekends, you'll see mum, dad, three kids, pack a picnic lunch going along that shared cycle path.
Yeah, and because it's flat, as I say, it's a lot more user friendly, isn't it, for families and older people as well.
Yep. So, look, it's a two-part thing. We're ensuring that industrial development in Tasmania is protected through making sure that we don't build over or never lose the strategic importance of these corridors. But in the meantime, we use them in a very positive way.
Yeah, I guess a good example of the cost of, if they are lost, it would be the old West Coast Railway from Queenstown to Straw. Now, they had to start that from scratch because it was left to neglect for 20 years or 30 years even.
Yeah, it cost a fortune to work back. So no, here in Hobart, for instance, where I'm today, the former heavy freight rail route, the route is no longer used for that. But now we're looking at that for passenger transport in the future. We're likely to be 10 years before it's used, but in the meantime, we'll use it as we best should and could. When the time comes for light rail or whatever on that track, that'll be available to us.
Now, Reen, while I've got you, it's probably appropriate that this legislation has been tabled this week of all weeks, because it's actually Rail Safety Week as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and this is a week we're calling on all Tasmanian motorists particularly. We point out that we are continually getting from train drivers horror stories of people choosing to play chicken with trains. It is just one of the dumbest things you can do. These trains can't stop easily. They might not be doing 100 kilometres an hour, they're also extremely heavy. They take a while to pull up, and
it's just basic physics, isn't it? Force and mass and all that sort of stuff. Yeah,
natural physics. But the point is, these trains have got cameras on them now, and there's a fair warning to drivers to if you think you want to play chicken with a train, you might well be getting a visit. So, look, this is a great way to be to recognise that it's fair on people that drive the trains, but it's also very fair on families and motorists to understand that where you see a rail crossing, just be very, very careful.
You mentioned cameras on trains. Is that a new innovation? And if so, what sort of response has it had so far?
It's reasonably new, I think. For the last 12 months or so, they've been there. They're not being used with a view to prosecution as yet, but there is some hair-raising footage on it.
My view would be that they should be used for prosecution. I don't think you should give someone a warning for doing silly things in front of a train. You don't get a second chance.
Yeah, sometimes, of course, you don't get, because they're side-on, you don't get the registration number. But look, my message to drivers is don't risk it for your own life, but you can rest assured that if you get identified as doing something as stupid as that, the outcome won't be pretty either.
No, let's hope that we don't get too many doing it now. And as you say, it's a perfect time to remind people that and rail safety is everyone's business, which is actually the slogan for this year.
It is. Thanks for your help with that, Martin. Terrific.
You're welcome. Thanks, Ren. Thanks for your time today. As always, appreciate it. And we'll talk to you down the track, no doubt. No pun intended.
Thanks, Martin.
Good on you. Ren Heading, Infrastructure Minister. He's very generous with his time. I very rarely get a knockback from him when I ask for an interview, so I do appreciate it.